Hey, hi. I'm in the middle of listening to a song I'm sharing with you. I'll tell you about it in a sec. So this is a song, as you just probably heard. Hey, yeah, 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 life can be great. Hey, yeah, 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 simply celebrate were the words. This is a beautiful, beautiful song that was gifted to me on my 50th birthday by a just absolutely phenomenal woman, Becky. Becky, hi. Hope you're listening this week. I know you often do. But I want to start with this song because it's my birthday. And Becky sent me this song as a surprise on my 50th birthday. And at the time, we knew each other, but we really weren't the kind of friends that we are now. Since then, and this is a beautiful, beautiful little parable about friendship, right? That song really opened the door to my heart, right? I wasn't going to say that, but that's what just came to me. I was going to say it opened the door to a connection for us, but it did open the door to my heart. And because I knew Becky at the time, but we weren't really close friends, the fact that she would do something like this for me really was just, it was... I'm at a loss for words, as you can tell. It's everything that I believe in. And the fact that she spent the time to rewrite the words to that particular song and to record it for me in her gorgeous singing voice, that in itself was a gift. But then everything that she says in the song is such a beautiful tribute to who I want to be in the world. And the fact that she had seen this, you know, we had met when our sons were in, I think it was kindergarten together, at least those very first few years in elementary school. And then she and her family moved away. So we had met and, you know, she followed along on my Simply Celebrate email list, like many of you do, and reflected back to me. And so what I want to say to you today, we're going to be talking about birthdays because there's so much to say about birthdays. I doubt in this small time I'm going to be able to share all the different things that are in my mind. But I wanted to start with this song because I listened to it. I always listen to it on my birthday, for sure. I also listen to it usually when I'm taking myself on personal retreats or any time that I need to connect to that bigger picture of my life. Let's listen to a little bit more, actually. I don't know what it's funny because I just sort of stopped it because she said simply celebrate, which I love. I love that she rhymed that. Let's see where she goes now.
Can I coach? Oh my God, do I coach?
Got tears in my eyes as I'm listening because, you know, again, who in the world has the talent to get the words pinpricks of light into a song like that? Anyway, I also, that was so beautiful. I don't know if you could hear the words that she was singing. I hope so. But she said, you know, I pray every day with random acts of kindness. And again, the gift, and this is really what I want to start with today for birthdays. It's the gift of being seen. And it's
maybe even more deeply, the gift of someone who can see our greatest dreams, our greatest hopes, our greatest hope for ourselves, who can see our desire to live a certain way. And what I want to say to you first and foremost is that birthdays can be really complicated days for people. We have this thing, I don't know if this is other places in the world because I live here in the United States, but here in the United States, we have this like wacky culture that when it's someone's birthday, this is what happens. If you're not from here, let me tell you. When it's someone's birthday, people say, "Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday!" They might sing, "Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!" They send balloons and sparklers and these confetti. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But what I want to say is, at any given time, and I know this for myself, I happen to be having like a really confetti kind of birthday this year, but last year I wasn't, and there have been many years that I haven't. And one of the hardest things when we're going through a hard time is that sort of, you know, what sounds to me like an imperative. Have a happy birthday. It's like, you must do this or something's wrong with you is the way that my brain interprets it when I'm in a hard time. I talk a lot with my dear friend Maggie about birthdays. And because birthdays, no matter, you know, I think, you know, and you guys will let me know if this is not true for you, because it may not be. But for many people, birthdays have a lot of history and complicated emotions, and there's a lot of things that we had wished for when we were children that may have not happened. There are things we wish for now about how people connect to us that may not be happening. We take stock of our lives, and maybe we come up short when we do that, or maybe we're in a really hard time. Maybe we're grieving and it's our birthday. And I want to say that if you can, I'm not saying you have to write a personalized song like Becky did for me, but can you pause when it's someone's birthday and really take time to craft just a single sentence that might be more meaningful than happy birthday exclamation mark? Can you say to someone, I'm going to give you a tiny template here. "Hey, Susie, my friend, it's your birthday, and I am thinking of you with so much love today. I am thinking about," and then tell them something that you love, something that's impacted you. You know, "I'm thinking about that time we blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking about that time you came over to my house when I was sick and you brought that basket full of cheer me up things. I'm thinking of your energy and how whenever I'm with you, it just feels like you're 100% present with me and you're such a great listener. My friend, it's your birthday. I'm appreciating you so much today. I'm so glad that our paths have crossed, that you're here on this earth." It can be something like that, that gives them space to have whatever feelings they're having about their birthday, and yet to also be gifted with the love that you're offering them. And, you know, I've long thought about, my friend Maggie and I have talked about this, like doing some sort of Facebook group or some sort of group, you know, somewhere that it's like, it's my birthday, I'll cry if I want to, because for so many people, it's really, first of all, it's a lot of pressure on our birthdays when you're receiving, you know, any sort of texts or calls or emails, even if it's just a handful. But now with social media, sometimes there's this whole deluge of happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. And it's overwhelming and really not happy, when people are sick, when they're grieving, when they're in the middle of a divorce, when they're in the middle of some sort of big loss, we've got to pause and really think about the person that we're reaching out to. And that's the main thing I want to say today. The flip side of this, so I've been talking, oh, you know what? Let's play a little more Becky's song. I just feel like it because I'm really celebrating, even though it's my birthday, I'm celebrating Becky for this. And I'm celebrating every one of you who has ever taken the time to do something really personal and creative to tell someone you love them. I mean, you guys know this is the whole reason I wrote Say It Now, is because I want people to be thinking in this kind of real personal, I see you kind of way. All right, here we go. Let's see what Becky has to say.
And I said, hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
Beautiful. Had I planned this all out, which I didn't, you guys know I just spontaneously do these. Had I planned it out, I would have ended our voice note with that. Actually, I still can pretend. I can just go back. I don't know where it's going to go back to, but and then play it at the end if I remember. Oh, time for a poem. And then I want to tell you about something else about birthdays. So I tonight am having some of the people that I love the best in the world pop over for dinner, just a tiny, tiny, tiny family gathering. And I ask people to bring something to share, a little thought or a story or a poem or something about growing older, about learning and aging. And I used to know this poem by heart. I'm sad to say I don't think I do. I'm not gonna try it just now. I might practice this afternoon, see if I can know it by heart again for tonight. But this is a poem by David Bedbill, Winter Tonight, Sunset. Tonight at sunset, walking on the snowy road, my shoes crunching on the frozen gravel, first through the woods, then out into the open fields, past a couple of trailers and some pickup trucks, I stop and look at the sky. Suddenly, orange, red, pink, blue, green, purple, yellow, gray, all at once and everywhere. I pause in this moment at the beginning of my old age, and I say a prayer of gratitude for getting to this evening. A prayer for being here today, now alive, in this life, in this evening, under this sky. Ah, I love that so much. I love that poem. It's like, it's just that gratitude for everything, right? Like, and this is, I guess, kind of the theme of birthdays. But before, I know I only have a minute or two left, I do want to talk to you. So I've talked about, like, you know, my hopes for how you might celebrate someone else with something personal and honest and real about why you love them, and maybe leaving out that happy, happy birthday piece, unless you know for sure that that's the place they're in. And maybe even then not doing it. So they know, like, you're unique. You're there. You're really present with them in the moment. You're not just saying those sort of platitudes. That was the first thing. The second thing is, if it's your birthday, allow yourself to have whatever kind of day you're having. Yes, it's a great time to be grateful that we're alive, just like that poem says. Yes, it's a great time to kind of maybe take stock and look at our dreams. But it may not always be. You know, some days it might be, it's my birthday, I'll cry if I want to. Some days we might be just needing, let's say you need to just have a really beautiful dinner with one person that you love. Maybe, like I did for many years until they closed, which is so hard for me, but you could take yourself to a tiny little cabin and spend the day in solitude, reading and walking in the woods and listening to music you love. I want to encourage you to really take the day, I mean, plan it in advance, first of all, and make it yours for whatever's right in the moment. You know what I mean? So I'm a real advocate for asking if there are people that you want to spend the day with and if there's a vision. You know, for me, I went and bought myself sunflowers yesterday because I love to have sunflowers on my birthday. I'm going to pick up some tiramisu, which has sort of a family ritual underlayer of meaning. And so it connects me to many, many other occasions and years. I've got the, you know, log ready. We can't do real wood here in San Francisco, but I got a, you know, one of those Duraflame logs to put outside in the bonfire pit thing. And the lights hung and tiki lamps are out. Those are all things that I said, I'd really love to have this for my birthday. And my beau and I are going on a few-day trip, which is another thing that I asked for. Ask for what you want. I know so many people always say, well, if I ask, it doesn't mean so much. But you know what? You got to let go of that. You've got to let go of that. People aren't mind readers. Even people have known us for decades, just may not know what we want this time, this year, this moment. Ask for it. Help create it. Make your birthday, again, like whatever is right for you. If you're feeling, you know, filled with grief and sadness in this moment, how can you celebrate that? And when I say celebrate, I mean, how can you love yourself in that? How can you be present in that? How can you make it something that feels special, even in the grief, even in the loss? You know, buy yourself some beautiful oils for the bath. Buy yourself some flowers. Listen to music you love. Read books that help you feel connected. Make sure that you talk to someone and let them know, a close friend, you know, where you are in your life at this moment and what you need from them. Part of this growing older thing is really taking care of ourselves in new ways and deeper ways and more meaningful ways. So I'm going to leave you there. Oh, I told you I'd play you some more of Becky's beautiful song.
Helping everyone to talk that hill, you know. I will keep climbing.
I love that that ended with helping everyone to top that hill, because it brought me right back to being with you today. So it's a celebration for me to be here and to be able to say to you once again, as the quote that I've been saying ever since the pandemic started, Ram Dass is, we are all just walking each other home. And to me, what that means, we're here together, sharing in conversation, sharing in helpful insights and reflections and practices that help us come home to ourselves. And to me, that's what going home, walking each other home means. Coming home more and more and more to who we really are, not who we think we should be, not who we wish we were, not the person that, you know, that parallel life that many of us have in our heads of, you know, this is who I was supposed to be. I don't know why I'm not there. No, none of that. Walking each other home to our crazy, wonderful, messy, beautifully imperfect, unique selves. really coming home and loving that person. Okay, thank you for listening. I know I went a little long today, but I guess that's part of the celebration today. Love you so much. Bye-bye.